This last week I attended the Diocesan Clergy Conference. It was held in downtown Bremerton at Kitsap Convention Center. So very convenient for me. I got to sleep in my own bed. And it was great to be there and see my clergy friends and kind of get caught up on things that are happening in the diocese. For our worship, we worshipped in the third floor room on the conference center with big windows that looked out across Sinclair Inlet. It was just beautiful. You could see the whole shoreline of Port Orchard over there and the ferry coming up through the Narrows and docking at the ferry terminal and Bremerton Marina to your left and the little foot ferries coming in from Port Orchard. Just a wonderful setting. The theme of the conference was living with conflict. And you know, there is so much conflict in our world today and even in the church that it was a really good appropriate topic for the clergy that were gathered. Everyone seemed to be on board with the topic and wanted to learn what we had presented to us. There were four presenters, and each one of them had something to add to us, and they gave us some ways to deal with conflict and some tools to work with conflict. One of the presenters is a priest who's the priest at the Church of the Apostles in Fremont in North Seattle. And he told a story about when he first came there about 8 years ago to be the priest. And just a couple of months after he'd been there, they had to make a decision about a coffee shop they had. They'd established this coffee shop in the bottom floor of the church, which is right there on Fremont Avenue. And it had been a going ministry for a while, but it had kind of lost steam and it was losing money. So they had a meeting of the bishop's committee, an all-day work session, so they could work through this decision. And they got out all the information. They looked at the books, the profit and the loss. They looked at the deferred maintenance that they had backed up, what they had to do to bring the coffee shop up to code in order to meet food safety standards, and the decline in volunteer participation, and the fact that the church had kind of moved on from this particular ministry. And so they voted on it, and they voted that they would close the coffee shop. Well, when the news got out, the church was in an uproar. Everyone was saying, why are we closing the coffee shop? Our previous priest established that, and to close it would be an insult. It's a window on the world. It's our signature mission, and it's our outreach to the community. So the bishop's committee went back, and they voted to rescind their motion. But then they said, well, we're going to have a church meeting, and everyone come. And they laid out everything that they'd gone over, all the books and the need for improvements and the safety codes and the decline in participation. And after everyone looked at it, they took another vote, and the majority said, yeah, it's time to end this mission. You know, conflict often happens when we don't talk to each other. You know, if we can just sit down and talk, then we can resolve about 95% of all our conflicts. It's just a matter of getting together and talking. The gospel this morning is a portion of the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew says that Jesus sees the crowds coming to hear him, and so he goes up on the mountain and he sits down, which is the posture of a teacher, and he begins to teach them. The Sermon on the Mount contains some of the most sublime ethical teachings ever given. And it's how to live as a citizen in the kingdom of God. It starts with the Beatitudes and it goes on with today's lesson. You have heard it said, but I say to you. Jesus says today, he says, you have heard it said in ancient times, you shall not murder. But I say to you, if you are angry with your brother or sister, you have already committed murder in your heart. So, when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, then leave your gift there before the altar and go. Be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift before the altar. In other words, if there's anger between you and your brother and sister, talk about it. Don't let it fester. Don't let it grow, but take care of it right away. I remember when our little boys were small, 3 or 4 years old, and they hadn't yet learned about how to share their toys. And you know how little boys are, they would, one would take the other's toys and he'd get mad and he'd start hitting the other one, and Katie would intervene immediately and she would say, don't hit, use words. I can still hear her saying that. She wanted to teach them that you have to talk it out instead of using violence. It's a good principle for children, for families, for churches, I think for nations too. You know, diplomacy is a lot better solution than war. But we have to talk about it. And sometimes it can be so hard to sit down and talk with one another. I don't know why it is. In one of my previous churches, we had a small kitchen, sort of like we do here, and the dishwasher died. So one of my good, generous, retired parishioners said, don't worry, Bill, I'll take care of it. So he went out and he bought a dishwasher and he put it in, and I thought, good, problem solved. But then another good, generous, retired prisoner came and he said, Bill, he put the dishwasher in wrong. He's got the drain hose in wrong, but don't worry, I'll fix it. So I said, okay, problem solved. But then Charlie came to me and he said, Don did it wrong. He messed up my work and he's got it so that the wastewater can siphon back into the dishwasher and it's a health hazard and we've got to fix it. I said, Charlie, did you talk to Don? He said, no, I didn't talk to him. He doesn't know anything about dishwashers. I talked to Don. I said, Don, did you talk to Charlie? No, I don't talk to him. He doesn't know anything about plumbing. So what I did was, I went and I got a professional plumbing company to come in. And I said, just redo the whole thing and put your decal on the back of the cabinet next to the drain hose. Why couldn't these guys just talk to one another and work this out? It can be hard to do that. It's funny how we avoid talking about problems that we have as if somehow they'll go away or solve themselves. Have you ever been in a room with other people and felt like there was an elephant in the middle of the room? You know, everybody knows that there's a problem, but nobody wants to talk about it. Everybody's tiptoeing around the elephant. If you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, then leave your gift there before the altar and go. Go and be reconciled with your brother and sister. Talk about it. And then come back and offer your gift. You know, worship is the most important thing in the world because it's where we're made right with God. But Jesus says that reconciliation with your brother or sister is even more important than worship. Leave your gift and be reconciled first. Then you can worship. The preacher Fred Craddock said a woman came to him and told him a story about when she was a little girl. She said when she was little, 6 or 7 years old, dinner time was the most wonderful time because the family came together and they talked about what was going on and they laughed and it was just warm and wonderful. And then one day, before dinner, they heard the kids heard their mother and father in the kitchen, and they were arguing. They could hear their voices getting raised, and they could see that their faces were getting red, and they started screaming at each other. And when the kids came in for dinner, the mother turned her back and stirred some pots on the stove. And she put the dinner on the table and she said, "Let's eat." And that was the only words that were said that night. There's the only words that were said the next night and the next. Her mother and father eventually did start talking with each other, but it was just enough to be civil. She said, "Dinner was never the same. They never dealt with it. They never dealt with it." You know, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus sets a higher standard of ethical teaching. He says it's not just the outward action, but it's the inward intention. It's not just that you don't murder somebody, but it's whether you have anger in your heart. That's what's important. Jesus did not come to abolish the Jewish religion. He came to reform it and to make it better. He said the Ten Commandments, yeah, they're still important, but it's also important what's going on in your heart, your inward disposition. When Bishop Rickle came to our diocese 13 years ago, he brought with him a document called 10 Rules for Respect. He was using this in his parish before he became the bishop, and he got it from a minister from another denomination. And it's some guidelines about how we should treat each other. And number one, it says, if you have a problem with me, come to me privately. And number two is, if I have a problem with you, I'll come to you privately. In other words, if we have a problem, let's talk about it. I think it's a good set of guidelines for how we can live together in harmony and with honesty and integrity. There's nothing we can't solve, I think, if we can just talk about it. Sometimes our disagreements are so great, we need to have someone come in and help us, a counselor or a mediator. And sometimes the conflict is so bad that we have to part ways. But almost always, if we can just talk to each other, we can solve the problem. Every time we come to Eucharist, we say the confession of sin so that we can be reconciled to God. And then right after that, we have the passing of the peace. And that's so we can be reconciled to each other. The passing of the peace is not, you know, a little social hour or a little break from worship so we can do something else for a little bit. But it's symbolic that we're at peace with each other. We're okay with each other. We're in harmony with each other. That's the purpose of the peace. And afterwards, we take the collection, we sing the doxology, we put our gifts on the altar, and we come to communion to receive the grace and mercy of God. Amen.